Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But first, family members of a woman who coroners say froze to death on the roof of a hospital in Waukegan are now suing that hospital as the facility's owners call for the coroner's office to be removed from the investigation. It is the latest on a story we first told you about Monday about the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus, who family members say went to Vista Medical Center East last week for a relatively minor issue and wound up stuck on the roof of the facility with no way to get back inside. Attorney Benjamin Crump announced last hour that his firm has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Vista East and its owners on behalf of Chelsea Adolphus's family. Her brother, Paul Jr., says he and his sister had planned to open a restaurant this year to benefit their mother.
Was not supposed to be dead. If my sister didn't go to that hospital, I would still have my sister right now.
The Lake County coroner, who is a former employee of Vista East, says Chelsea Adolphus died of hypothermia and raised questions about the quality of care there. Now, executives at the hospital have formally asked a judge to remove her from the investigation, saying she cannot be unbiased. Police in Chicago say an elderly man was shot and killed on the city's south side.
Investigators say the 80-year-old man was sitting in a car in the 1400 block of West 90th around 10 a.m. when someone in another vehicle opened fire in his direction. The man was shot in the head and back. He was taken to Advocate Christ Medical Center at Oak Lawn, where he was pronounced dead. Area 2 detectives are now investigating. No arrests have been made. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, police warning businesses in the West Loop about a string of burglaries. In each case, a suspect forcibly enters a building after they pried the front door open. Police say once inside, the suspect takes all the money inside the cash registers. The break-ins were all reported within an hour and 20 minutes on Monday morning along the 500 block of West Lake Street and the 0 to 100 blocks of North Clinton. No arrests just yet. Well, we probably didn't need to tell you how expensive some prescription drugs are. And today, advocates came together to urge state lawmakers in Springfield to approve a measure that supporters say will bring down some of those drug prices. WBBM's Haley Hansen is here at the Anchor Desk with more on what's in that bill. Haley.
The Prescription Drug Affordability Act establishes a Prescription Drug Affordability Board, an independent body tasked with protecting consumers.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From price gouging. It's championed by Senator Robert Peters, who serves Chicago's lakefront.
We need to move beyond talk. We need to move beyond magic beans and make-believe and actually come to some action. And we have that unique solution right here with prescription drug affordability boards.
Several states have already enacted prescription drug affordability boards, including Ohio and Minnesota. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Kaylee Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker says he has enjoyed being the state's chief executive, but he's not saying whether he will seek a third term in office next year. The governor spoke to reporters about his future plans while visiting the southern Illinois town of Jerseyville.
I have loved the job. I have. The idea of being able to wake up every day and be able to make people's lives better, you know, work on problems that people are facing, try to protect people. That's just such a privilege.
At the same time, the billionaire philanthropist mentioned other factors in his decision, including what families of politicians go through. Well, it's the year of the snake, and the Field Museum is kicking things off by updating its collection of king cobra specimens after some new species were identified.
The specimen is too large to be accommodated in one of these standard jars.
Field Museum Collections Manager Chun Kamai pulls an 11-foot king cobra out of a large tank to unveil its new name, Ophiophagus salvatana. It's one of four new species of king cobra researchers identified late last year, which means field scientists have some work ahead of them.
All of our 37 cobra specimens have been living under one name, Ophiophagus hanna, but now we have definitely three. So what I will be doing is taking the specimens out, putting in a different jar, and then also updating the labels.
Research associate Stephen Mahoney says this news is important because it changes the conservation status of these animals.
It basically means that we need to reevaluate these four species to determine what are their actual extinction risks.
He says this is also important for producing anti-venom that works on each species. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some people call it a way to give parents more of a say in their kids' education. Others say it's a scheme to divert taxpayer money from public schools. All of them, though, are watching for an expected order from President Trump that would prioritize funding for so-called school choice programs. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to all sides. He's here at the Anchor Desk with the story.
Lisa, the president has long supported school choice, including funding for parents who need help paying for private or faith-based schools. Bobby Sylvester is vice president of the Urban Center, which advocates for school choice in Illinois.
Parents know what their kids need, and each kid is unique, and therefore every parent should be able to find the school and the education program that works best for their kid.
Sylvester says school choice gives parents that option. Maddie Wheelock is with Peer Illinois, which wants more funding for public schools.
All school funding comes from the same pot, which means that school choice programs end up siphoning money away from public schools at the expense of the vast majority of students in traditional public schools.
Wheelock says that means more students could be hurt by prioritizing school choice than those who would benefit. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, even though 2025 has barely begun, the Silver Cross Hospital has shared some of the top baby names this year. The self-described baby hospital of Will County says top girl names include Leah, Gianna, Emerson, and Madeline. As for baby boys, the most common names are Ronan, Rowan, Everett, Brooks, and Luca. Silver Cross Hospital says it delivers about 3,000 births annually. Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon. You just don't know what Bulls team is going to show up from night to night. That is part of the problem for Billy Donovan and his 20-27 team. They can beat really good teams like they did the other night against the Nuggets. They can also lose 7 of 9. That's also what they've done currently. We'll see who shows up tonight in Boston. They take on the NBA champs, the Celtics, at the Garden. Our sister station, 670 The Score, will have the call of the game starting at 6:30. Hockey, the Hawks enjoy a day off today after beating Tampa 4-1 last night. Rick Gregg with more.
Up from Rockford into the lineup and into the net, Landon Slaggart scored in his Blackhawks season debut, and what's more, he did so from 40 feet out, not his typical spot.
No, it was not. No, a rare one, kind of a little far away, but yeah, I just want to keep getting to the net, and hopefully more will go in for me.
Slaggart is seen as scrappy, a hard worker, someone perfectly happy to work near the goal and knock in leftovers. The 22-year-old from South Bend had a goal and 3 assists last season and started his NHL time this year with the game winner. Covering the Blackhawks, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hawks back at it tomorrow night in Carolina. Baseball, the Cubs introduced their new closer today. Ryan Pressly came over from the Astros. He had to waive his no-trade clause in order to make that deal happen. Said he did so because the Cubs offered him a chance to close. The Astros couldn't do that with Josh Hader there on the roster. College basketball, 6 o'clock tonight. Loyola takes on George Mason. You also have Lots of other games, Wisconsin and Maryland, UIC Bradley, DePaul is at UConn, Northwestern hosting Rutgers. And the oldest former Bear has passed away, Gene Schroeder's first year with George Halas's team, 1952. He passed away yesterday from natural causes at the age of 95. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Mundelein were involved in a slow speed pursuit this morning that ended with a car crash.
Police were called to a shopping center parking lot in the 1100 block of West Maple at about 2 a.m. for a person who was bleeding and was possibly shot. As they arrived, a pickup was pulling out of the lot. They tried to stop it. Police say the pickup was driving slowly, repeatedly stopping and then driving off. They could see that the driver was covered with blood. Eventually, the pickup ran into a squad car. The driver tried to run away. He was caught and was taken to a hospital to be treated for unspecified injuries. Police say they were self-inflicted and he was not shot. Three officers had minor injuries. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The American Lung Association is giving Illinois some failing grades, especially when it comes to banning flavored tobacco.
Not all of Illinois' grades are bad. The Lung Association gives the state A's for its ban on smoking in the workplace and access to quitting programs. The organization's 2025 State of Tobacco Control report says Illinois is in the middle of the road when it comes to taxing tobacco products. Director of Advocacy Christina Hamilton says the industry is trying to appeal to kids here with products such as e-cigarettes that look and act like smartphones and flavored nicotine pouches marketed by influencers. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
President Trump's budget agency says it's now pulled back a memo that called for a temporary freeze on federal grants and loans, one day after an executive order sparked concern and a lawsuit about restricted access to government social programs. The White House says it's rescinded the memo as a way to eliminate confusion, but the fate of some of that funding still appears unclear. CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes begins our coverage.
Organizations including Meals on Wheels panicked over the initial memo to freeze spending as federal agencies were told to explain whether their programs dealt with issues including climate change or abortion. Nonprofits sued, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
"This has woken up the American people."
The White House stresses that the executive orders on funding reviews remain in full force. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.